Hi, this is Dr. Christiane Northrup. My new books, The Secret Pleasures of Menopause and The Secret Pleasures of Menopause Playbook, are now available through Hay House. And I'll be talking about how you can learn to experience pleasure, prosperity, and fulfillment beyond your wildest dreams. All of this happening during my live appearances this year. For more details on my work and how you can adopt a healthy lifestyle at any age, visit my multimedia website and become a member of my exciting online community of wildly magnificent women, the Women's Wisdom Circle, and a few good men. www.drnorthrup.com. Birth control pills. So many women say to me, what do you think about birth control pills? So let me give you the quick story. First of all, I have prescribed hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of prescriptions for birth control pills because for some women, this is absolutely the way to go. It fits in with their lifestyle. They're very effective. And as we all know, an unwanted pregnancy is a traumatic experience for most women. That said, birth control pills are all made from synthetic hormones, meaning hormones that are not native to the female human body. And I consider this a shame, since we have the science that could make a birth control pill using hormones naturally found in your body. The reason, of course, that they are synthetic is that no drug company can patent a naturally occurring substance. Hence, we have these synthetic hormones that do create at least 50 different metabolic changes in the body. Birth control pills are also metabolized by the liver, and therefore they compete for metabolic enzymatic pathways in the liver, which can increase your need for folic acid, the B vitamins, and so on. So when you're on the pill, make certain that you get good levels of folic acid, the B vitamins, zinc, and so on, because you really want to be sure that your nutrition is up to snuff so that you don't suffer from that. Also, birth control pills have been shown to decrease, in fact, eliminate the mid-cycle peak of testosterone that normally occurs with ovulation. And so this can result in lack of sex drive or lack of libido in many women. And the thing that bothers me the most about this is that it's not clear whether this makes a change in the system so that you can't get that testosterone peak back again. I'm concerned about that. I had one patient who said to me, oh my gosh, I had no idea how the pill had changed my libido. Now, when I ovulate, I'm just like madly sexual, and I haven't felt that in a long time. On the other hand, I never felt my anger premenstrually either, and I think I would still be married today if my cycle were such that I knew what was bothering me and what turned me on, and the pill just sort of put me on automatic pilot. So what I say to women is the pill is kind of like putting your pelvis on ice. It sort of puts your fertility and all that on automatic pilot. There are times in your life when that's absolutely appropriate, but probably the safest way to go with birth control is condoms and or a diaphragm. Also, in committed couples, the symptothermal method of birth control, where you know when you're ovulating and you know when you can get pregnant, believe it or not, scientifically has been shown to be as effective as birth control pills. Your fertility is not a disease. And I don't think that it requires synthetic hormones in your body 24/7. The other thing, of course, is I'm a major fan of all kinds of ways to pleasure yourself, and couples who have imagination, it doesn't even take much imagination once you understand the clitoral system, couples can do all kinds of things to avoid having an egg and a sperm come together in an untoward manner when a woman ovulates. So therefore, if you're willing to invest in your fertility and your sexuality and be very, very conscious, then you probably don't need to be on the pill. If you're going to be on the pill, there's no judgment. Just make sure that you're getting well nutriented. Thanks for listening. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. If you have any other topics that you'd like me to discuss, please let me know by visiting my website, www.drnorthrup.com. I also invite you to join my online community, the Women's Wisdom Circle. It's filled with information and resources on how you can truly flourish on all levels by tapping into your innate inner wisdom.
The contents of this podcast are for informational purposes only and are not a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Neither Dr. Northrup nor the Hay House Publishing Group is responsible for any adverse effects resulting from your use of or reliance on any information contained in any podcast.